I'd ask everybody to please take their seats, and we will officially call the April action item agenda of the Commonwealth Transportation Board to order. And I think our first, I think it's first is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the board today? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on down to our agenda. That would be the approval of the minutes of March 16th. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion or comments on the minutes? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Next up, we have Mr. Moore, our chief engineer.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The item here is bridge naming, Sergeant Aaron Xavier Whitman Memorial Bridge. The issue is commemorative naming of the bridge on State Route 10, West 100 Road over the CSX Railroad, Chesterfield County. The facts, and I'll just read this, Sergeant Aaron Xavier Whitman of Chester, Virginia, was born on November 6, 1984, and graduated from Lloyd C. Byrd High School in 2003. He served in the South Carolina Army National Guard while a student at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, deploying to Afghanistan with the 218th Brigade Combat Team in 2007. Sergeant Whitman enlisted in the United States Army in 2010 after completing his education at the Citadel. He deployed for a second combat tour in Afghanistan in 2012 with the 3rd Battalion, 69th Armor Regiment, 1st Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division. On January 10, 2013, Sergeant Aaron Xavier Whitman died from wounds sustained or returning enemy fire to protect and save the lives of his combat team when his unit, which was on mounted patrol, came under small arms fire. Sergeant Whitman gave his life in defense of a grateful nation. On February 24, 2016, the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, wishing to memorialize his life and the sacrifices of Sergeant Aaron Xavier Whitman, passed a resolution requesting the bridge located on State Route 10, Old 100 Road, over the CSX Railroad, Chesterfield County, be named the Sergeant Aaron Xavier Whitman Memorial Bridge. VDOT recommends this request be approved. Action required by the board is the vote, and there is a resolution in front of you. If approved, it will go through the normal process we've done with this, and that's the recommendation of VDOT.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve the resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary, members of the board.
Good morning.
First item I have before you is the routine transfers, monthly transfers. And you'll see most of the items here today are related to either CMAQ or safety funds. Unless there's any particular questions, I would ask your approval.
Motion.
Second.
Second. You have a second. Just to point of fact, there's nothing in here related to the topic of we're not making any transfers yet on the bus rapid transit.
That is correct.
Just want to make sure the board knows they're not doing that. So all those in favor, first of all, any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
The second item you have is for additions to the program. We have two projects that are being added. Both of these projects are small projects that are 100% funded by the localities. So we're just adding this to the program to approve our movement, our action on these projects.
Is there a motion?
I move.
Second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to ask Mr. Matney, Route 16, back of the Dragon. I'd like to ride that road.
Well, you'd be on a motorcycle.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Mr. Lawson passes.
Thank you.
Mr. Walter.
Mr. Chairman, good morning. Item number four is a request for a limited access change for Route 134 between York County and the City of Hampton. It deals with the replacement of existing structures. As you'll see from the map, hopefully the map that you can pull up, the shaded area is where the limited access line is being moved in order to accommodate future maintenance and inspection of the bridge structures. We would ask for your approval of that limited access change.
Mr.
To approve.
Malvin, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Walton. Mr. Latimer.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary and members of the board. This morning I have a resolution before you for a rail industrial access application of $345,000 for Performance Livestock and Feed Company. This will be an expansion of a company from North Carolina into Henry County. It scored 69 of 100 possible points. It'll bring 32 jobs and an investment of $4 million. Again, the grant is for $345,000 to rehabilitate the rail, and the total cost of the rail rehabilitation will be $900,000.
And this was presented at a previous meeting?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, Mr. Latimer. Motion passes. Ms. Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and we have two action items for you this month. The first item, agenda item number 6, relates to the Economic Development Access Program Project Bond Moratorium. This is a follow-up to the workshop item we had last month, and we are presenting a resolution to the CPB to provide a 6-month extension to the current bond moratorium. Last month, after the workshop presentation, we were asked to reach out to the 6 impacted localities and gather information about their efforts to date as well as their current investments. A summary of their responses should be part of your board package, but just a quick update. For 3 of the projects, the locality should have a majority of their bond investment documented, but at least 2 of those have requested additional time to get the investment in. A 4th locality has several businesses that we're currently working with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership on qualifying, and we have had some positive indications that we should be able to document at least some of that investment. So it is their recommendation that the CCB provide a 6-month extension on the current bond moratorium, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And this is through December 31st of this year.
Mr. Chairman, just a discussion. I really would like to see the department analyze the situation and really see if we should be in this. I don't think we should be the people doing this.
Yeah, I think that's what
would love to see.
That was what the actual extension is. We're going to do it for 6 months, and they were going to come back to us.
I'm not talking about this one project.
No. It's the whole program.
It's the whole program.
But I think that's what this is. This isn't one project. It's the whole program. We're extending it 6 months, and they're going to come back to us to let us know exactly what your thoughts are, or you know what their recommendation should we be in this or not, Mr. Frail.
Mr. Chairman, just to Mr. Williams' point, it's going to be not surprising. I don't agree. These are transportation funds, not economic development funds. And so, having said that, I'd also be interested in you said 3 projects looked pretty good. What were the ones that did not look pretty good?
So there were 6 localities
that
under the current bond moratorium have not met the full investment amount. 2 of those actually had major announcements in March that should qualify all of their investment. And 1 is working on some. I think they'll get at least some of their investment. The 2 localities that to date have not identified any businesses based on their response to us and working with Economic Development Partnership are the town of West Point and Shenandoah County. And they both indicate they'll continue working over the next 6 months, but at this point, they do not have any businesses that have committed.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, are they clear that it is I can't speak for the board. It's unlikely to extend those another period?
Mr. Chairman,
what point do we stop extending these?
I personally did talk to the treasurer, to the manager of Shenandoah County, and made that clear that this is a one-time extension, and she understands it and probably will be making arrangements to repay that money.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Sure. Mr. Rosen.
Thank you. I agree with Mr. Fralin in terms of the program, not to disagree with my good friend.
Want that kitty.
But we'd like to thank Ms. Brown and her team. Where I'm seeing a part of the disconnect here is that you all have to send this over to VEDP to have them determine whether it's whether it qualifies with road money, and there's a disconnect there. If there was a way to have the metrics such that you and your team were able to make these determinations, for instance, within Mr. Fralin's district in Rocky Mount, the issue with the road, whether a business is adequately using that road or not, I think it would be easier if Julie and her team were able to determine what that is. I also think that, a little bit to your point, that the localities, because I think some information you received from at least one project I know of, it was information that you just hadn't had. You didn't even know it was out there and whether businesses were coming or going or what the whether it was qualified. And I think that we need to in some way make clear to the localities, you can't wait until the deadline to tell us that you have something coming. There needs to be constant communication because there seems to be a real disconnect there, which then puts you all in a bind in having to recommend a six-month moratorium.
And we actually, since our last meeting, we met with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, and one of the things that we agreed is that we need to work closer on these bonded projects long before we get to this point. And they actually asked that they be made aware of anyone that's considering, because in some cases, the bonded project may not be the best decision from the locality, meaning, you know, a couple of these, you look at them, they lack some of your basic utilities, public water, public sewer, and those things do make it difficult to attract large businesses. And so they've agreed that, you know, if we would let them know of anyone that's looking into a bonded project, they'd be happy to work much closer with them throughout the entire process.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Tom?
Just to refresh my memory, what's the definition of a qualifying business?
The code specifies certain types of businesses, and then it also indicates that businesses that are qualified by the Economic Development Partnership, and they basically look at the investment that the company is bringing to the state in addition to what was already there. So as an example, if it was a business that is primarily doing their business locally, it may not meet their basic employer definition, but certain types of businesses automatically qualify, like manufacturing. But others, it basically depends on their impact to the economic of Virginia. And so they look at to what degree are they bringing in revenue from outside of Virginia.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all that discussion just goes to point out, regardless of what the funds cover, I don't think we're the agency to evaluate these economic development projects. We're road builders. You know, if VEDP wants to give them the money to build roads, we'll administer, we'll do the thing that we always do. But it's I've never thought it was a good thing. So it's just my personal opinion. Some people like to have it. If you control the goal, you control the rules. So, I mean, hand that a little bit of money and make it.
It's always been a good philosophy of mine.
Not our role in anything I've read.
Well, I think that's what we're going to be doing in December. Well, before then, coming back to you with the assessment of the program, and so you can make a decision. We do need a motion for the extension.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now to the specific jobs.
Okay, the second item is for a deallocation of previously approved Economic Development Access Funds. This is a project in Frederick County. Frederick County has two bonded Economic Development Access projects in the same business park. As part of their project development, the road had to cross a railroad, and the railroad company specifically requested that provisions be made to accommodate their expansion of their railroad lines, which ended up requiring a much larger bridge, and the cost estimate rose. As a result, the county made the decision to build this road with revenue sharing funds because their one half of the $8 million cost was significantly less than it would have been if they had pursued it as an economic development access. Because under that program, they have to fund everything over and above the allocation that has been provided. So this roadway actually is still being built. It's actually under construction right now, but it's being built with revenue sharing. Therefore, they have requested that we deallocate the economic development access allocation, and we would ask your concurrence in that request.
I'm move for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Chairman,
or it's discussion. Excuse me.
I had a question. This is not related necessarily to this specific project, but why do highway department always have to pay when the railroad wants to increase their capacity over a bridge? Why does the railroad not have some responsibility in that? I'm sure somewhere in the code they got through. I don't know.
I'm not sure it's a code. They own the railroad.
Sure they do. A lot of people own houses. We condemn them too.
I understand. I understand.
I don't know the specific circumstance about this bridge.
Yeah.
But a railroad right-of-way exists.
Right.
And to a large extent, the railroads enjoy significant protections of their right-of-way. In many cases, they existed before the roads existed. If they have a need, they say at some point we may need to add a second or third track, which brings the track physically closer to where we would set a pier for a bridge. We may have to move the piers to get them out of the with the crash zone. Well, frankly, it's what they will do with things. That may be what has happened in this particular case. But the challenge that we do have with the railroads is that we have some pretty limited ability to make any demands of them. They are a private landholder, but beyond the fact that they're a private landholder, they do enjoy some protections that go back to the 1800s in terms of...
I think they're federal rules, right? In other words, they're the...
I'm sure of that. My question is, we've got a perfectly good project that's going to build a bridge over an existing right-of-way, and the railroad has no incentive not to say, well, we kind of, maybe one day we might need some, you know.
Right.
And so they come in, and then the project price goes up, and they don't have any share in that. And that's the thing that concerns me. I mean, why can't we just say, well, that's great. If you want to expand it, then, you know, in the future, you get to pay. Because right now, if they want to expand their right-of-way under an existing bridge, who pays for that? They do, I suspect.
Yeah.
If they expand their right-of-way.
Why do they get to veto over what we want to do?
I think it has a lot to do with just the relationship that we have with them in getting access to their tracks. Whether it's for additional capacity, I think it's a good question, and we'll go research it. I'm not so much sure it's legal as it is dealing with the Class 1 railroads. I mean, look, what we have to pay to get capacity is far beyond a market rate. I mean, far beyond. But I wasn't, when I said they owned it, I wasn't being, I was really proud to say it because simply we need to use, we want access to it, we play by their rules. I'm not saying that's an answer to what you're saying, but I understand where you're coming from.
We can report back to you, but I do, and working with the RPT as well as our legal folks, we even have some limitations in terms of eminent domain over the railroad. So I think we do have some authorities, but we don't have the same eminent domain, the ability to take land than we do on...
Well, I've held us up enough on this.
Well, look, I think the storm water is an issue that came up this General Assembly session. I mean, they want to be exempt.
How are you going to hear from Mr. Rosen?
Yeah, I understand. I know. But my point is, I understand. So, all right. Is there any more discussion on this? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Donahue.
This is. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Before you have a resolution that would provide guidance and adopt a kind of draft scenario for staff to use to develop a six-year improvement program to program funds from the High Priority Projects Program as well as a district grants program. There are several clauses in the resolution. Essentially what it does is it adopts the scenario as modified with the exceptions that was presented yesterday, and then it also directs staff to go back and review the programming policy that you adopted last year with a one-year sunset and provide any recommendations for a future policy to this board by its September meeting. And Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Now, any comments or further discussion on this matter?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Krasinski.
For reasons that I stated amply yesterday, I will be abstaining from this vote, although I am in favor of what Nick and the staff have done here with these recommendations. It's just, for me, a point-in-time vote because we will not have input that will be coming from the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors on one particular item in the whereases that we won't have available until late Thursday evening. So that is the cause of my abstention. But I hope by the time we get around to the June real vote on the six-year plan, we'll have a favorable outcome to that one item.
So noted.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to associate myself with Gary's comments on that.
So are you going to abstain then?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Dyke will abstain also. Okay, anything else? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes with those two abstentions. Okay, now we have Mr. Kilpatrick, and on the topic we just spoke about, let me just make two comments before Mr. Kilpatrick gets going on this. One is, there was a conversation, these are no cost overruns yet. These were, so I think that's an improper, and if we've used them, we shouldn't, the public should understand, they're not cost overruns. It certainly is in excess of the budget, but not a cost overrun, because now we have actual data. In that. Second of all, when I was speaking, I think just clarifying the authority I had, it was as chairman of the board, not as secretary, in based on the resolution. So I want to make that clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as chairman of the board, I thought, not as secretary, as chairman of the board. And if I said something, that's what I meant, based on the resolution and instructing Charlie to move forward with that. And I know there could be read a different way. But I, it was from that authority, not the executive authority from being secretary, in that. So, with that, Mr. Kilpatrick, if you want to,
this has been well discussed. So, just very quickly, you have in the attached brief document, you can see the actual bid amounts, and you can see that Lane Construction Corp. STV was low bid by about $11 million. They also received a much higher score, and again, in design build, generally speaking, it's 70% price, 30% technical requirements in terms of their technical score. Lane Construction is a well-established construction company in Virginia, nationally and internationally. They're part of the joint venture on the 29 project right now, clearly within their capabilities to deliver a project of this complexity. So what I'm asking you today to do is to affirm and ratify my decision to award the contract, the executed design-build contract for the GRT Bus Rapid Transit Project.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve the resolution. I suspect we have a resolution, right?
We do.
Yeah, we do a resolution. I'll come back to you, Mr. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Okay. All right. So there is a motion for approval and a second. Is there further discussion on this topic? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. And we will report the next coming soon about how to offer some guidance on this type of situation in the future. Now we get into contracts. Mr. Moore, additional contracts.
Have one contract to bring to you this morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. It just ties into our state of good repair discussion yesterday because these are two bridges on I-81 in Washington County and Bristol District that are structurally deficient. This contract is replacement of the I-81 structures 18942 and 18944 over Route 808, Hall Bottom Road, and Sinking Creek. In Washington County, it's a design build. Orders Construction Company bid $11,283,000. We had three bids on it. The low bid we've just read. Next bid was $13,164, about $1.9 million difference. And the high bid, Wagman, another good company, was about $9.6 million above the low bid. So we've got a very good bid price. Orders Construction does work for us. They're out of West Virginia. They've done good work for us in the past. We recommend that the that the board approve this for award.
There's a motion for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion, comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you. We have new business. I know we have one item. I'll turn to Mr. Galzinski here for that.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have in front of you a resolution from our board commending Robert O. Bob Chase, who in essence has been Mr. Transportation in Northern Virginia for quite a few decades as the head of the Northern Virginia Transportation Alliance. Bob has been on top of and has commented on just about any issue that's come before this board in the last 30 years. He pushes, he prods, but he always has the best interests of the Commonwealth of Virginia at heart, and this has been his life's work, and he is retiring from that position, and this resolution commends him for his lifelong effort in that vein. So I would put forth that motion, Mr. Secretary.
And I think it would be appropriate that we actually read the resolution in honor of Mr. Chase. Mr. Russell, I'll do that, or would you like? I'll be happy to do that. The title is the Commending Robert O. Bob Chase Resolution. Whereas the Northern Virginia Transportation Alliance, NVTA, was created in 1987 to serve as an advocacy group to promote greater citizen awareness of and involvement in regional transportation issues. And whereas Robert O. Bob Chase has worked with NVTA in varying capacities since its creation, including serving as president emeritus, and whereas following his education at Brown University in 1967, Mr. Chase's longstanding interest in politics and public policy issues eventually brought him to the Northern Virginia region, where he engaged in a successful business career as a consultant. And whereas Mr. Chase's decades living and working in the region, as well as his skills in communication and consensus building, as well as his reputation for candor and persuasiveness, make him an ideal advocate for transportation infrastructure that is safe, convenient, and conducive to enhanced economic opportunities and improved quality of life. And whereas as a consultant to or official of the NVTA and as a participant in regional planning and advisory organizations, Mr. Chase played a major role in advancing transportation projects and initiatives in the Washington, D.C. area, including the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, improvements to Interstate 66 Techway, Virginia Railway Express, Dulles Greenway, and the Route 28 Transportation District. And whereas Mr. Chase's optimism, that's a good word, for continued progress in developing a coordinated transportation network and enthusiasm for finding reasonable solutions to alleviate problems serves as encouragement that such progress will occur. And whereas the board wishes to express its appreciation to Mr. Chase for his tireless and dedicated service to the Commonwealth, now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Commonwealth Transportation Board extend their highest commendation and appreciation to Mr. Chase for his years of outstanding service on behalf of the citizens of Northern Virginia region and the Commonwealth as a whole, and express their best wishes to him. So with that, we have a motion from Mr. Garzinski. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So, Bob, if you are listening at home or you're seeing this,
I'm sure he is.
Very much appreciate all your comments and work over the years, and extend to us our very best wishes in your retirement. Something tells me we will still run into you quite a bit, and that will be to our benefit. So, congratulations to you, Mr. Chase. Now, is there any other new business to come before the board today? Okay, hearing none, then, Mr. Dyke?
Our next meeting is going to be in Stanton, is that correct?
That is correct, and it will be similar to this one. We will have the public hearing the night, the Stanton public hearing on Monday.
On Monday.
And then we'll be staying Monday and Tuesday night. Where are we staying this time?
Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson, Mr. Whitworth, you've got a high level to see you this Valentine's here. So no pressure.
Mr.
But,
Whitworth, do you own an apron?
You contract.
Let's just make sure that I would just ask that we don't lose contact with the bus.
Well, I just wanted to extend our, on behalf of Lynchburg, thank you all for being here, and I know I'm hoping that some things were a little bit of a surprise.
They were.
And, anyway, welcome back when you are able to do so. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm sure Carol will get the itinerary out, and I appreciate everybody's support, and I truly mean that. We had some. We've got some difficult things to work through. We'll have some more, but I do appreciate the working relationship that we all have here and look forward to seeing you next month. So with that, we will adjourn the meeting.